2019, Phylene Research Institute's Big Bright Minds in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, right across the street from Duke University, practically, basically, or we're on the campus,
on, yeah.
or we're on the campus. So good stuff. And in the studio lounge is Laura Sievert with a V from CMFG Ventures. Laura, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking, appreciate that. And Mr. Adam Roseman from Steady. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I stopped by your session in there earlier. I was shooting some B-roll and stuff, and I saw you talking about income and all that type of stuff, and kind of piqued my interest, as well as a lot of other people's interest in that room as well. So we're talking about impact shift in work regarding creating members at risk for income volatility. So this is something that's kind of new, kind of percolating to the surface, right?
Right.
Laura, you want to give a quick synopsis, and then we'll
sure.
dive into the weeds here, and then Adam, you can chime in whenever you like?
Yeah, I would say this is new, but it really shouldn't be new. This has been a trend that has been going on for the last couple of years, as we have shifted just how we think about work as a nation and as people that are employed. So it's on both ends of the spectrum. But so one thing that we have been talking about with Steady is just what that looks like mm-hmm. going forward,
mm-hmm.
what that looks like for credit union members, but also for the larger population.
Right.
So it's how do people approach income, how do they approach financial services, and how do credit unions play in that? Understanding that the traditional 9-to-5 job is still relevant mm-hmm. for a large portion of America and
right.
the world, but it's shifting.
Yeah.
And so what does that look like from providing products and financial services to your members and towards people that are maybe having different difficulties
mm-hmm.
than the generation
mm-hmm.
past.
Indeed. And so you guys are partnering with Steady.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we get into it, tell us a little bit about Steady, Adam. What do you guys do? What are you guys all about?
Sure. So Steady's whole focus is on helping low to moderate income Americans be able to generate enough income to be able to achieve their financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
The average Steady member today across our 1.2 million registered members is a 40-year-old woman in the U.S. who's working an average of three different jobs or has three different sources of income.
Oh my God!
In order to make ends meet, and who experiences month-over-month income volatility of about 30%. Right. So, if you're an individual who's working hard to pay the bills, you have a monthly cycle for your mortgage payment,
mm-hmm.
your rent payment,
mm-hmm.
your auto loan, your student loan.
Yeah.
Yet your income is doing this month over month and you have no predictability, becomes
mm-hmm.
very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so Steady's focus is to help people find work that's going to fill those gaps,
mm-hmm.
To try to moderate that income volatility to
wow.
enable them to be
okay.
able to survive.
How long have you guys been around?
We launched our mobile app in August of 2018,
okay.
so about a year and 3 months.
And you have how many?
1.2 million.
Wow. And so you guys help folks find jobs that will fill in the gaps to obviously make their income more steady, I guess.
That's right.
So
yeah, today the focus is on providing discoverability around that. As we carry forward into next year, the
mm-hmm.
focus is on launching our recommendation engine, which we like to think of as like the robo-advisor of income, right?
Mm-hmm.
So based on an individual's skill set, their geography, their experience,
mm-hmm.
Combined with financial transactional data
mm-hmm.
that we have for each of our members,
mm-hmm.
given that they link their bank account, so we can see how they earn, what's the construct of their income portfolio,
mm-hmm.
so what are their three different income sources.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to build lookalike audiences and suggest to people, these are better ways for you to earn based on people like you, where
yeah.
you can earn more and minimize your income volatility.
Wow, that's cool. So Laura, what interested you in Steady?
Sure.
I mean, I can see the interest here,
yep.
but I just want to get your take on it.
Yep. So we started talking with Steady about a year ago now, and there are so many different elements that we view that credit unions could play in this, and we're just beginning to test that out through our incubator with Phylene. But the first test is just around the hypothesis that credit union members are highly loyal to their credit unions and have high engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would it look like for credit unions to say, okay, we understand that bottom line optimization is just one part of your financial health. There's also top line. And so how can we help you get more income?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, there's only so much that can be done to optimize the income that you have.
Sure.
If you're not making enough, then you're not making enough.
Sure.
And so for us, we want to understand what that, how far that relationship goes with credit unions. And is this something that, from a loyalty perspective, would increase the loyalty, but also then push more funds through towards credit union loans and towards credit union deposits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then from a higher level, just understanding that credit union members are in need of this kind of product.
Right.
And knowing that credit unions are interested in what interests their members.
Mm-hmm.
And so very community-minded, and this is something that really impacts people's lives.
Right, right. So are you at any credit unions yet, or are you still kind of in the launching stages with credit unions, or
yeah,
where
so
are you?
I think we're working with Laura and her team now to put in place some initial pilot programs
with
a number of credit unions.
Awesome.
We've worked with some more traditional banks, larger financial institutions,
mm-hmm.
a number of non-for-profits,
mm-hmm.
Such as AARP and Blue Star Families,
mm-hmm.
which services spouses of enlisted soldiers who get moved from location to location,
yeah.
and have a hard time finding work.
Right.
But we're very excited about the overlap with the credit union space, just given that, you know, our member base, I think, really is the core working population of the U.S., which
yeah.
overlaps so nicely with,
right.
with the credit union model.
And just looking at the data, about 10% of Citi's linked accounts are credit union members.
Oh, wow.
So those are the
That's
accounts that are linked in.
Yeah.
So these are accounts that are, you can essentially assume, are their PFI.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure there is many more members that are just linking different accounts,
mm-hmm,
but they
mm-hmm.
still are members of credit unions.
So you guys just held a workshop across
mm-hmm.
the hall, well, down the hall a little ways. What was the main message in there? Because you really had, as I was watching for a while, you guys had a super engaged audience, and people were asking questions, making comments and stuff. So what was the main message in there that you guys were trying to convey?
Well, I think there's a lot of just interest around the gig economy. What does that mean
mm-hmm.
from a definition perspective?
Mm-hmm.
Who qualifies as a gig worker? What are their needs from a financial view or lens, but also what are their needs holistically? And so Adam, because he spends so much time in this space, is as close to an expert as we can talk to. And so it's just asking all the questions about what does this look like for our members as well as our employees
yeah.
at a credit union.
Yeah.
Would you say that was?
I think that's very accurate, right? And I think just providing, I think, visibility around some of the statistics that are impacting their credit union members. So the percentage of their members that are actually working more than one job, right? The percentage of their members that have high levels of income volatility. The percentage of their members that are vulnerable to job loss due to automation
mm-hmm,
over
mm-hmm.
the coming decade.
Yeah.
So things that hopefully they, having such a deep care for their membership base, will want to get ahead of, right? Instead of finding these members in
mm-hmm.
a situation where they've already gone through dramatic financial challenges
mm-hmm.
that may not be easily recoverable.
Right.
One of the statistics that was surprising to the room was that 94% of job growth has been around contingent and gig work. And so a lot of people in the room guess that about 50%
mm-hmm.
growth. And so I think there is an understanding of the growth in the space,
mm-hmm.
but not an awareness of the gravity and the pace of the shift.
Mm-hmm. And so the benefit to a credit union, I'm assuming, is that it's one, another service, a really good service at that, I would think, that makes them more sticky, builds the trust, the loyalty, all that type of stuff. Hey, here, we can help you increase your income, basically, or kind of fill in those gaps where you're having some trouble, some challenges.
I would say that's true,
pretty much?
But then there's also the added benefit of when you increase your members' income, I mean, that is...
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that impacts
that's
credit
big.
Unions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my credit union's helping me make money.
Right.
Not only am I
making
right. transactions and stuff, they're helping me make money.
And so the
that's
member
huge.
Wins, but the credit union also wins.
Oh, of course.
In both loyalty as well as increased deposits
yep.
and paying down.
I was doing the same
loans.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Right, well, so where do we go from here? What are the next steps? Obviously, getting in front of more and more credit unions, which
right.
is priority one for you guys, obviously. But what else is out there as we go into 2020?
Yeah, I think for us, it's getting the first version of our recommendation engine launched.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super critical and important for us.
Mm-hmm.
And really just delivering a high level of personalization,
yeah.
right? And that we've found historically that people come to the Steady app, and similar to a dating app, if we do a good job, sometimes it's not to our best interest, right? Because we may fill an income gap and then it's filled, right? And then they don't need us anymore for a while until they have another one. So for us, it's driving that level of personalization so that we're putting them on a constant path or a constant journey, and that filling that income gap should not be the end-all be-all, right? You need to prepare for the future. You need to understand how your nature of work is going to change. You need to understand how you're actually going to climb the income ladder as someone who's working three hourly jobs where there isn't a direct path to that next phase of my earnings trajectory. So for us, it's really building out the product roadmap to align with that.
And that's where the credit union can fill in that gap too.
Absolutely.
They can help you on that, honestly, the career ladder, but help you, you know, get financially stable. Hey, here's a loan, all that type of stuff. So
if
really
you want to start saving for a down payment on a home, let us help you work a little bit more. And then the credit union can take care of you with a mortgage and savings account to save for that.
Yeah,
that
your study could be like the springboard toward all that type of stuff.
That's our hope.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, that's a dream.
Yeah, very cool. All right, anything else to add, guys? Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I think that's pretty much covers it.
Where do we go find, where we find more information on Steady?
Steadyapp.com.
Steady app. Two P's?
Two P's.
All right.
That is right. Yes.
Steadyapp.com.
Yes.
Go check them out. All right, guys. Thank you so much,
Laura.
Thank you. Well done.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well done. Good.